Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Zvachim Daf Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. As we turn our attention to the upper part of Daf Zayin, you'll notice a two dots that appears about a quarter of the way down from the top. As we continue with the Gemara itself, you'll notice a double underline appearing right at the beginning of today's shiur. The double underline is one of our series markings, and we have a Mivneh heading, a structural note, in the outside margin featuring the double underline. Dugmois shel korbon shenishchat l'shem dovar acher. We're going to see numerous examples of sacrifices that are slaughtered with a mindset for something other than that which you are actually doing. Itmar, toida sheshochta l'shem toidas chavero. Rashi and Tosfos emphasize that we're not talking about a case of shinui bailim over here, where you're having in mind a different owner, but rather you're having in mind the purpose of the korban that someone else needs to bring. A korban toda is a korban that the Gemara in Maseches Brochas features as a korban that Gemara in the ninth parak there talks about arba tzrichim lehodos, four different types of people that have to offer thanks to God, and in offering thanks to God, one brings a korban toda. They include people that traveled overseas, people that left imprisonment, that crossed a desert, or were ill and experienced health. It's called chulish and isrape, a sick man that became healthy. Let us say that two people, Mr. A, had crossed the desert, and he set aside a korban toda. Mr. B, his friend, recuperated from an ailment, so he needs to bring a korban toda. So the example here is that the korban of Mr. A, which was supposed to be, we'll call it desert related, was processed as if it were for recuperation. Rabo Omar Kshera. This is fine, and the original owner, Mr. A, fulfills his obligation. Even though the korban is being slaughtered with a with the mindset that it's being brought for recuperation purposes, nevertheless, Mr. A, who crossed the desert, fulfills his sacrificial obligation. Rav Chista Omar Psula. Psula means that even though it can be eaten, nevertheless, he hasn't fulfilled his obligation. Rabba Omar Kshera Toido l'shem toido nishchata. Rabbo says that in the final analysis, a toda was brought, was set aside as a toda, and it was sacrificed, it was slaughtered as a toda. As far as the detail of what purpose it's brought for, according to Rabbo, that doesn't figure in this equation. Rav Chista Omar psula nishchata l'shem shlomim didei bo'inon. Rav Chista says that he doesn't fulfill his obligation with this because he needs to have it slaughtered for what his needs were. Omar Rabba, Minoa Minola, from where do I know that it's kosher? As we go on in the Gemara, we're going to be using a geometric form to indicate the give and take in the Gemara, and this is featured on the side. We have a trapezoid, or we sometimes refer to this as a volcano shape, and we're calling this ma'akav. Ma'akav means to keep track. and with the narrow part facing upwards, this will be letoivas rabba, for rabba's benefit, and with it flipped around, we'll have rejections. So as we go on, Desanya, from the following source, and this, by the way, represents a long answer marking on the side, to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, you see a tuf that's included within this volcano shape, and a vertical dashed line, indicating that all of these subsequent lines of Gemara are formed the answer to Rabbo's question, which was, from where do I know that this this unfocused Todah slaughtering is kosher, and that the owner fulfills his requirements with this. So this is the answer. Desanya, ubesar zevach Todah Shlomo v'yom hakrivo es zivchoi. Abachonon Omar mishum Rabbi Lezer. Bo levameid Todah sheshachta l'shem Shlomim k'shera. If a korban Todah was slaughtered with the mindset of it being a shlomim, that's okay. Shlomim shenishchatu l'shem toida psulim. However, a korban shlomim that's slaughtered with the mindset that it is a toda, that's unacceptable. Uma hefresh bein zeh lo zeh. What's the difference between these two cases? So toida kruya shlomim. In the first case, where we had a toda that was slaughtered as a shlomim, the toda is essentially a subcategory of a general category shlomim, so that if you slaughter a toda and call it shlomim, that's okay. The ain shlomim kruyin toda, but to say that all shlomim are referred to interchangeably as a toda, that's not accurate. Shlomim l'shem toda psula. What we want to do here is make an inference. When is there a psul? If you take a shlomim and call it a toda. However, ha toda l'shem toda. However, taking a toda and labeling it a toda, albeit for a different reason, k'shera. My lav dechavrei. Are we not including in this scenario of being kosher, even if it's Mr. A's toda being slaughtered with the mindset of the purpose of Mr. B's toda? So with that, Rabbo would say that from this Tanaic source and the inference drawn therefrom, we can conclude that toda l'shem, toda's chavre, is okay. The Gemara rejects this. Loi, didei. The extent to which we will allow this is only if they are both shayach to one individual. Let's take a look at the Rashi, the lower part of the narrow lines. You see there's a little asterisk that we've drawn in to help you find this. Loi didei, the komash malon, and the chidush is afalpi shelo bo al hodoya achas darbo tzrichim lehodos kinamim bebrochas. We mentioned this earlier. There are four different types of events that would be cause of bringing a toda. Uksiv b'hu vayizbechu zivchei toda. And it says in the pasuk that the Gemara there in Brachas cites that they offered korban todas. The people who crossed the seas or crossed the desert, the recuperator left imprisonment. V'shochat toda b'shas aliyosu min hayam. L'shem toida shehifrish al yitzyosim v'esasurim. We have one person that had a need to bring two different todas because he crossed the sea and he left incarceration. So we have a situation of Mr. A setting aside a korban for his having reached freedom from incarceration. And it was slaughtered because of his having crossed the sea. So that type of error, so to speak, is okay, because it's all within one owner. Let's continue in the Gemara. Notice how things are switching around now. Aval de chavre mai. But if it were a toda l'shem, toda of his friend, what are you going to say? Psula? Are you trying to argue that would be no good? aditoni shlomim l'shem toida psula, then instead of teaching the more far-reaching case, or the, we'll say the more obvious case of shlomim l'shem toida as being puzzle, listening, you could have told me a more refined case with a bigger chiddush in it, toida l'shem toida. That's an example of toda for toda is no good because it's the chavrei. The kol shekein shlomim l'shem toida, and certainly a case of shlomim l'shem toida would be no good. So at this point, we would have a question. Namely, or let's more be a little more accurate. You notice with the geometric form that we just encountered, with the narrow part facing up, this was advantageous for Rabbah. Because the point just before this, when the Gemara said, lo, didei, that was a rejection of Rabbah's proof. But if you follow what the rejection suggests, then we don't understand why the source taught the case of shlomim l'shem toda as being puzzle. But apparently, that's the only case that we can say is puzzle, and the case of toda l'shem toda de chavrei would have in fact been okay, just like Rabbah. The Gemara comes back and says, no, shlomim l'shem toda didei itzterich lei. I need to be taught the case of shlomim l'shem toda, even if they're both his own, that is no good. Salka daita chamina mida toda kruya shlomim, from the fact that you're willing to say that a toda is a subcategory of shlomim, and that a toda could be called shlomim, I might have thought shlomim nami kruya toda, that the term toda could be referred to in describing a shlomim. V'chishachit lei l'shem toida, and if a v'chishachit lehu, and when a shlomim is slaughtered as a toda, lichshiru, I would have thought that should be okay. Komash malon, that's why the source, therefore the source comes to tell me that shlomim l'shem toida is not okay. But we're not teaching that for the purpose of inferring that toida l'shem toida would be okay. No, that too would be not okay if it's toda l'shem toda's chavrei. And at this point, then we would be concluding, unlike the way Rabbah tried to rule. Omar Rava. We have a new geometric form. Rava is in a house, and on the side we have a mivneh note. Seven memros shel Rava. As you go along the daf, you'll notice to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, numbers that appear in little houses, and they run down the left-hand side, and they continue till Amud Beis, will number up till seven comments of Rava in this sugya. Omar Rava, chatos sheshachta, l'shem chatos kshera, l'shem oyla psula. If a chatos was slaughtered, l'shem chatos, what's the case? A person needed to bring a chatos because he ate chelev, and it was slaughtered as if it were being brought for the consumption of dam. So Rava says that's okay. However, if a person is bringing a chatos and it was slaughtered as if it were an ola, it's completely unfit. That's called chatos shelo lishmo, and we saw in the Mishnah that that's unfit. My taima, v'shochad oiso l'chatos omar achmona. Why is it if it's chatos sheshochto l'shem chatos okay? Because the pasuk says you shall slaughter it as a chatos. V'harei chatos l'shem chatos nishchata. And you've accomplished that, even though you changed the purpose for which the chatos is supposed to be brought, that doesn't affect the kashrus of it. L'shem oylo psula. However, the pasuk says you should shecht it as a chatos and not as an ola. Yomar Rava, chatos sheshochta al mi shemechuyov chatos psula. Here's a case of shinui bailim. If Mr. A is bringing a chatos and it's slaughtered as if it's being brought for Mr. B, that's Ami Shemuchuv Chatas, Mr. B also being Chayav Chatas. So Mr. A's Korban Chatas is being slaughtered as if it were Mr. B's chatos, that's psula. However, if Mr. A is bringing a chatos and it's slaughtered as if it were Mr. B's korban ola, almi shemechuyav ola kshera, that doesn't affect the kashrus of the korban chatos. So we'll ask my timer, what's the reason for that? The pasuk says v'chiper olav. When slaughtering the chatos, it's slaughtered with the intention of atoning for him, it says. Olav v'lo al chaver. Olav is a limitation for him, but not for his colleague, not for his friend. So when is a friend a problem? Chaveru dum yudidei. B'mechuyav kapora kamosa. When the friend is like the original owner. Namely, they are like one another in the sense that they both have the same korban need. Then you run into a problem if you slaughter the korban with a changed owner identity. However, if the changed owner identity is the owner of something else, namely the second fellow needs to bring a different type of korban, then the issue of shinui bailim would not pose a problem. The Omar Rava, chatas sheshochta al mi she'eno mechuyev klum. Psula. If one slaughters a korban chatas for the purpose of, for someone who has no sins, that is not acceptable. She'ein l'cho odom b'Yisrael she'eno mechuyev asei. Because even though there may be people that didn't violate laws, there's no one that hasn't violated at least a positive command. And it's now Rava, as Rashi points out, now in this fourth comment, explains what was just said. Because on the surface of things, what's the connection between a chatos and the asei violations? In general, asei violations are associated, if you're going to associate them with a korban, you'll associate it with a korban ola, not with a korban chatas. So, what does this third comment of Rava really mean? So, this is explained now. The Omar Rava, chatas mechaperes al chayve asei nikal v'chomer. A korban chatas has power to atone for those positive mitzvah violations, and we can say that through kal v'chomer reasoning. Al chayve krisus mechaperes, al chayve asei lo kol shekein. If for the more severe types of offense, whose punishment is kores, the korban chatos is capable of offering atonement, then all the more so for the lighter type of offense of non-fulfillment of positive commands, it certainly can atone. The Gemara asks, lemeimra debas mino hi. Are we suggesting from this that an asay is associated with a korban chatos, that it is its own kind, it's its own min? V'ha'omar rova chatos sheshochta al mi shemechuyev chatos psula. We mentioned a little earlier that korban, that mitzvahs asay, violations of asays, are associated with a korban ola. We know that if a person shechs a korban chatos with a changed owner in mind, that poses a problem only if the second person in mind is similar to the first person. Similar in the sense that just like the first person has a chatas obligation, so the second person who you had in mind also has a chatas obligation. That would constitute a shinui bailim that passels, that ruins. However, if the second fellow that you had in mind was someone who had an ola obligation, that wouldn't affect the korban chatos that's being slaughtered, because the ola is considered unlike the chatos. It's unrelated. But if you're going to tell me that a chatos is a mechaper for aseis, and we know that an ola is mechaper for an asei, that would make the ola related to a chatas and not be considered a different realm. And if that be the case, so that that if a person shechts a chatas al mi shemechuyev ola, that would be no different than al mi shemechuyev chatas. Once again, because since you're telling me that the chatos is mechaper for aseis and an ola is mechaper for an asei, the chatos and ola are thereby almost they are one in the same with regard to a mitzvah asei. And if I'm going to do the chatos with a shinui bailim of mishim mechuyev ola, it should be puzzle, just like we saw in the case of al mishim mechuyev chatos as being puzzle. So the Gemara answers, that far we're not going to go. We're willing to say that a korban chatos is mechaper for an asei, but not as its official atonement capacity. The Gemara says at the top, mikivo lo mechaper, as an established form of atoning for aseis, the chatos doesn't fulfill that that role. Once again, the chatos is not designed for atoning for aseis. The chatos is designed for being mechaper for chiyuvei kores, and therefore, if one shechts a chatos al mi shemechuyev ola, they really are different realms, and hence it doesn't affect the chatos as a problem of shinui baylam. But we said before that if a person shechts a chatos al mi she'eino mechuyev klum, that would be inaccurate because everyone must have violated at least an asei, and chatos does mechaper for aseis, as the Gemara says, mikufyo mechaper. Mikufyo means in a light fashion or a subsidiary fashion. Mikufyo literally means floating. So, as far as shechting a chatos al mishen and mechuyev klum, that would be an inaccurate form of shechita, because the chatos, because there is no such thing as a person that hasn't violated at least an asei. The Omar Rova, Oilo Sheshochto Sheloi Lishma, Osir Lizroik Domo Shelo Lishma. If a person started off shechting an ola with an incorrect mindset, that doesn't give you license to continue the processing of the ola also with an incorrect mindset, with a low lishma machshava. If you like, I can prove this to you from a pasuk, and if you like, I can prove it to you from svara, from logic. Very interesting here, the Gemara is saving ink. It doesn't go and elaborate on this point, and very simply because this has been discussed and presented by the Gemara on numerous occasions. So in that pasuk, just for very brief review purposes, in that pasuk it says that you're supposed to heed your words as you were nodarto l'Hashem Elokecha nidava. So in the pasuk you see the term nodarto, and then it uses in the same breath, it refers to it as a nedava, but a neder and a nedava are two different things. So the drusha we said in the past is that if you do it lishma, then it fulfills the neder, it fulfills the obligation that you incurred. However, if you don't do it lishma, it's then called a nedava. But once it's called a nedava, that doesn't give you license to, if you did part of it incorrectly, to continue messing it up. After all, it is an adava, it's considered a voluntary offering. Even though the owner doesn't fulfill his obligations with it, it nevertheless constitutes a kosher korban. And as such, you have no right to continue processing it lo lishma. So that's as far as the pasuk is concerned. Iboy seima savara. The logic simply says that if you started it incorrectly, mishum deshani ba v'chule. Once again, you can see the Gemara is saving ink. Kidereish pirka, as was mentioned already at the beginning of the perek. And just for a very quick review, the Svara is saying that just because you messed up a little bit doesn't mean you continue messing up, as was mentioned at the beginning of the perek. The Omar Rava. Before we go further, this is Rava number 6. Let's take a look at the heading, the topic heading we have on the outside margin, the nosei, and referring to Rova number 6, Yorshim Shehevi Korban Hamorish, heirs that bring the korban of their predecessor, the one who is Morish, who bequeaths his estate to them. Now, the Yorshim bring that korban that was left in the estate, one, the Shinui Kodesh, where it's brought with a change in korban identity, and number two, the Shinui Bailim, where it's brought as with a Shinui in ownership, with a change in ownership mindset. The Gemara Muva, Shnei Deos, Im Yesh Bailim Lachar Misa. The Gemara will bring two opinions regarding the issue of, is an animal that's left over, left at a sacrifice that's left by someone that died, considered an owned creature? It's true that there's an estate and there are heirs. What about the sacrifice that's left over? So we continue now in the Gemara. V'omar Rava, Oilo Habo Li'achar Misa. A korban ola that was left over in someone's estate, and it's now being brought. By the way, chatos that's left over in someone's estate, that would not be brought at all to the Beis HaMikdash. That would be called chatos shemesu be'aleah, a chatos whose owners died. And we have a tradition that such an animal is left to die. However, the halach is not the same with regard to a korban ola that was left over in the estate. An ola is brought. However, we go on, shachta b'shinui kodesh psula. If the korban ola was slaughtered with a mindset that it is some other kind of korban, that's posel. And Rashi says it, the obligation for which it was set aside is not fulfilled, and the yoresh has to bring, the heir has to bring a replacement korban. B'shinui bailim, the Gemara goes on to say, a second scenario of this ola that's left over in the state is brought with a different ownership in mind, that's okay. Why? The ein bailim lachar misa. We're calling this number one. We have a little diamond around the one. This is the first opinion on this topic, that there's no ownership of it after misa. Therefore, the idea of changing ownership doesn't even get started. Number two, V'Rav Pinchas braid Rav Ami Omar Yesh Bailim Lachar Misa. The heir is considered the owner of it after Misa. Omar Le Rav Ashi L'Rav Pinchas braid Rav Ami. Rav Ashi now wants to clarify Rav Pinchas' position, who said Yesh Bailim Lachar Misa. Davka K'Omar Mar Yesh Bailim Lachar Misa. Uboi lesuye oilo achriti. How far do you go when you say yesh bailim lachar misa? Do you mean to say that there is, that the heir is considered literally its owner, and therefore, if it's shechted with a changed owner in mind, with a different owner in mind, the yoresh will have to bring a replacement korban? Oidilma. Or maybe what you mean by saying yesh bailim lachar misa di ika kamo ase gabe mechapra, that if the heir has violated different positive commands, the heir can benefit through the atonement afforded by this korban ola. But not to go as far as saying that if it's shechted b'shinui bailim, that the yoresh, that the heir, is obligated to bring a replacement. Omar le, sort of Pinchas answers, Dafka Koamina. When I said Yeshban Lachar Misa, I'm going all the way that the heir is considered a full-fledged owner, and that if it's Shechted B'Shinui Bailim, he will have to bring a replacement korban. The Omar Rava, Oila Doron He. A korban Ola is a gift to the Almighty, so to speak. And as Rashi points out, the Ola Korban is not coming to atone for Aseis, a full-fledged Kapora. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Ola doronhi. A few lines up, you can see the Rashi. Eino bo'o lechaper al ase kapora mamish. Elo achar shekipro hachuvo al ase, he bo'o lakbolas ponim. Rather, if a person violated an ase, let us say he did not put on tefillin, then the person, if he does tshuva, he expresses his regrets of having not put on the tefillin and accepts upon himself that he will try never to miss again. That's called tshuva. The ola is then brought to appease, so to speak, the Almighty. Kigon shesorach b'melech is an analogy, be someone who misbehaved with regard to a king, and then v'ritzeu ayidei praklitin, and then tries to appease the king after his wrongdoing through emissaries. Ukshebo lahakbil ponov, and when he comes to receive, when the offender comes to be received by the king, maybe doron biado, he then brings a gift with him. So that's what Rava says here, that the ola, its primary role is as a doron, and not to be the main focus of the atonement. The main focus of the atonement is the penitence, is the tshuva. After the tshuva is done, so then the offender brings the doron as a gift to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. At this point, the Gemara says, "Hey Chidomi, we made a note that we're going to clarify this point and emphasize that the Ola is not coming to serve as the actual form of atonement. Hey Chidomi, e deleko, and we should point out, by the way, that we're in the middle of what we call a long point. In other words, we're not in the middle of a question answer form, although sometimes the Gemara presents things in a rhetorical form, but they're not formal questions. So we're calling this a long point. As you can see, at the right of the Gemara text, there's a circled nun with a vertical dashed line. It means all of these lines of the Gemara are here to develop the point. Hey Chidomi, what are the circumstances that governed this halacha? E deleko tshuva, if you have someone who offended, who committed an offense by violating a mitzvah saseh, and he did not do any tshuva, he didn't do any penitence, and is nevertheless bringing a sacrifice, well, zevach rishoyim toeva, we would refer to that situation, the pasuk that says the sacrifice of the wicked in this case being someone who did not do penitence, is an abomination. V'i de'ika tshuva, and if the person actually did penitence, then Ha Tanya Ovar al Mitzvah Saseh Vishav, a person who violated a positive command and did penitence, Lo Zoz Misham Ad Shemochalino. He doesn't leave that position until he receives a pardon. So, if tshuva is done, that's sufficient to achieve the kapora, the atonement. So, what's the role of the ola? Elo shma mino, we see from all of this, doron hu, that the ola is a gift brought by someone after he practiced his penitence, after he did tshuva. In the parentheses that the printer provides here, we have a simen. This is a list of words that represents the, we'll call it in a succinct fashion, the seven maimros of Rava that we have seen till now. It's interesting to know that, generally speaking, simonim appear in most of the shas before the series of whatever it represents. In this case, it's printed here at the end. Tanyo nami hochi. We have a Tanaic source to support the idea of doron hi. Omar Rabbi Shimon. Chatos, and we have a bracketed section here that we want to skip initially. We say chatos lama ba lifnei oila. That which is within the brackets is a loshon that needs that needs tikkun. So, and we'll go over that momentarily, but in the meantime, we want to get the flow. So the question is, chatas lama bo lifnei ola. Why is it that a chatas comes before an ola? In other words, wherever a person has two korbanos, he's obligated to bring a chatas and an ola. The chatas comes first, and the source will answer why that is the order. Before we go on, let's go over the bracketed phrase. Let's read the source from the beginning. Omar Rabbi Shimon, chatas lama ba. Why is a chatas brought? So to that, the Gemara instantly reacts. Lama ba lechaper. That's not a question of why does a chatas come. A chatas comes to atone. Ela. Rather, if something is being asked about a chatas, you would ask as follows. Lama ba lifnei oila. Why is a chatas brought before an ola? Once again, when a person has an obligation to bring, for whatever reason, a chatas and an ola, he brings the chatas first and then the ola. The answer is as follows. Lepraklit shenichnas. There's a mushal here. There's an analogy to a praklit. Praklit is someone who's melitz tov, an advocate, someone who serves as an advocate on behalf of an offender. First, the advocate enters the picture. Ritzah praklit, when the advocate accomplishes his appeasing, then nichnas doron achrov, then a gift is brought in by the offender. So the chata serves as the advocate, and the ola serves as the gift brought in once the appeasing has been accomplished. Chutz min ha-pesach v'ha-chatos. Before we go further, let's glance at the side of our Gemara, the outside margin. You see, we have a nosei and nivneh heading. We also have an indication that this will last till Dav Ches Omid Beis, a rather long sugya. We have a diamond, and that diamond surrounds Pesach and Chatos Minolon. From where do we know? And we're going, this is a comment or a question coming off the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentioned that and all korbanos are kosher, shalol lishmol, shalol b'ayim l'shem choyva, chutz v'pesach chatos, that they're posel. The chatos and a pesach and a chatos are posel, are completely unfit if they are done shalol lishmol. So the Gemara, where these diamonds appear, will be investigating each one of the korbanos of Pesach. From where do we know that it, if it's done shalol lishmol, is posel? And at the very bottom of this Amid, you can skim down the side, by the way, if you see a Roman numeral number 1 to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, just skim down, and you'll see, second line from the bottom, a Roman number 2, and on that line, the Gemara will deal with Chatos Minolon. We have another marking after the diamond. There's a crown form, and if we look in our key, we will see Mekoros. The crowns are brought to highlight Mekoros, B'inyan Shinui Kodesh, V'Shinui Bailim, V'Zvicha, V'Pesach. Issues or sources concerning change of Korban identity and change of Korban ownership with regard to Pesach offering. We'll see new shapes later, and we'll wait till we run into them. Pesach Minolon. Dichtiv, Shmor es Chodesh Ha'aviv, V'alsiso Pesach. And from this phrase, V'alsiso Pesach, we determine Shiyu kol asiyosov l'shem Pesach, that when a Korban Pesach is being processed, it should be done with the mindset of it being a Pesach. We see now a double underline. The role of this is explained in the outside margin, Hadgoshas maskonus u'shlave birur. This is simply to emphasize different conclusions and stages, kidei lahokel al seder hadvarim, in order to be able to keep track, to make it easier to keep track of the order of things. So, what have we proven so far? When you say you call asiyos l'shem pesach, ashkehon shinui kodesh. Once you say that it has to be l'shem pesach, you're telling me, you're describing the issue of korban identity. That's called, that's the realm of Kodesh, of Shinui Kodesh, of avoiding changing of Korban identity. shinui bailim and all. And what about change of ownership? Dechtiv ve'amartem zevach pesach hu shetei zvicha l'shem pesach. Well, this sounds like the same thing we said two lines up, that the slaughtering should be l'shem pesach. Well, I don't need to tell you l'shem pesach. We saw that already. Im eino inyan l'shinui kodesh. If I don't need this pasuk of v'amartem zevach pesach hu for shinui kodesh, which we already proved from the pasuk of shmoras chodesh aviv v'asisa pesach, teneu inyan l'shinui bailim. So let us apply this pasuk of Zevach Pesach Hu to the issue concerning change of ownership, which one should not do. Ashkechon l'mitzvah le'akev minolan. So far, we can say up till this point that we see that it's preferable to do it without shinui kodesh and without shinui bailim. But from where do I know that if one does it with these shinuyim, that it will be ruination? Omar kro. The pasuk says, "Vizalvachto Pesach Lashem Elokecha." Before we go further, we have a note, a structural note. We're now about to embark on a long question. From this maskiflor of Safra, you'll notice to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text an encircled kuf with a vertical dashed line. This is all part of a kushya, long question. Maskiflo Rav Safra, hai vizavachto lahochi hu de'osa? Are you suggesting that this pasuk of vizavachto Pesach is telling me le'akev? Hai miboyale Rav Nachman, I need it for Rav Nachman's teaching. The Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabo Baravua. Minayin lemoiser pesach shekorev shlomim. From where do I know that an animal that was set aside as a korban pesach and was then not used as a korban pesach? The example Rashi gives is someone had set aside a korban pesach and it got lost, and he used a replacement animal for his pesach obligation, and then found the original one. That original one is now called a moiser pesach. So from where do we know that a Moser Pesach is offered as a Shlomim? Shinemar, the Pasuk says, and this is the same Pasuk that we just cited in attempting to resolve Le'akev Minolan, here the Pasuk is cited, V'zavachta Pesach L'Hashem Elokecha Tzoin U'Bokar. This is a very strange Pasuk. V'halo Ein Pesach Bo Elo Min HaKvosim U'Mino Izim. We know that a Korban Pesach comes from Kvosim and Izim. Why does the pasuk of Vizavachta refer to bokar? Bokar are cows, heavy cattle, as opposed to the light cattle of sheep and goats. Now, Pesach comes from the light variety we call tzon. Tzon is an umbrella term including sheep and goats. Bokar is not ever brought as a korban Pesach. So what is meant by Vizavachta Pesach L'Hashem Elokecha tzon u bokar? Mikan, from this we learn, L'moyser ha-Pesach, from this we learn that which is a, let's say, residual Pesach, meaning it's an animal that's not, that may have been dedicated as a Pesach but not used as a Pesach, it is to be brought as a korban that would generally come from either tzon or bokar. What kind of korban comes from either tzon or bokar? Umay nihu, what is that? Shlomim. So, in a nutshell, we see from this pasuk of Vizavachta the Pesach that Moisa Pesach comes as a Shlomim. It's not then available to teach me La'akev. Elo Omar of Safra. Vizavachta Pesach lichde Rav Nachman. That pasuk is for Rav Nachman's teaching concerning Moisa Pesach. Shmor es chodesh ha'aviv v'zavach v'alsisa le'mitzvah b'shinui kodesh. That shinui kodesh is, it is desirable that the Pesach is slaughtered without shinui kodesh, namely without korban, the change in korban identity. V'amartam zevach Pesach, that posuk b'shinui bailim le'mitzvah. Who, this word who, and If you have any trouble finding it, let's use the arrows that we have to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text. You see, one is pointing to this line, and if you skim up the page, you'll notice another arrow. And on that line, we have a dot underline hu. That word is le'akev, bein hocha vehocha, to show me that shinui kodesh and shinui bailim are essential. And they, if shinui is done with either kodesh or mitzvah, it would constitute the ruination of the korban. The ashkechon zvicha. We can also say that we found this to be the case with regard to the slaughtering. Shar avodos minolon. From where do I know the other procedures of the korban? Notice we have a new geometric form. This is the crown form with colored in tips. On the side, we have this featured, Mekuros Lehanal Bishar Avodos HaPesach. We're going to have sources here for the other stages in processing a korban with regard to what was mentioned earlier, Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim. So the question is, Sha'ar Avodos Min Olan, the other stages in processing the korban outside of Zvicha. The Gemara answers, this is the first answer, Hoyol v'goli goli. once it revealed it by Zvicha, we can assume the same by the other stages as well. Rav Ashi Omar, Hoyol v'goli goli lo aminon. We don't use this kind of logic that since it revealed it in one stage, it applies to all of them. Elo, avoidois minolon. So according to Rav Ashi, where will I know the other avodas, which include Kabbalah Sadam, the receiving of the dam after the slaughtering, Holocha, the carrying of it to the Mizbeach, and the Zrika, and the sprinkling of the dam, that they all must be done lishma. Dichtiv, Zois HaTorah Le'olo Le'mincha. The Gemara cites a Pasuk, Vitanya, and we have a Tanaic source, B'yoim Tzavoisoi Es B'nei Yisrael Lahakriv Es Korbaneim. Ze bechor umaisru pesach. Hikisho kosuv lishlomim. The pasuk is comparing these three korbanos to a korban shlomim. Ma shlomim bein shinui kodesh bein shinui bailim boinon lemitzvah. Just like by a korban shlomim, whether it be shinui kodesh or shinui bailim, we require that you don't change it in order to fulfill the mitzvah properly. Af kol bein shinui kodesh bein shinui bailim lemitzvah. So too, with regard to all of these korbanos, we require this. Ukishlomim, and further comparison to shlomim. Ma shlomim bein zvicha bein shar avodos. Lo chilakto bohen lemitzvah. When focusing on the shlomim, we make no distinction between our requirements to the zvicha and the other stages. Af Pesach lo tachlog bo bein zvicho l'shar avodos le'akev. So too by the Pesach, we will make no distinctions with regard to the other avodos. And just like by the zvicho, we know that it's me'akev, the shinui bailim and shinui kodesh, so too by the other stages as well. Well, according to this approach, elahu lamali, so what will this approach do with the word hu, which was used as part of the first approach? Answer, Lichidatanya. I need the word who for what's taught in the following brisa. Nemar v'pesach hu b'shchita l'akev. The word who appears by a korban pesach at the shchita stage to teach me that shchita is ma'akev. Avol osham lo ne'emar bo hu elo le'achar k'toras emurim. In the case of a korban osham, the word hu appears as well, but it appears not at an early stage in its processing, in the zvicha stage, at the slaughtering. Rather, it appears after the innards are offered. Now, as far as innards of a korban, the inner organs of the animal being offered on the Mizbeach, V'hu atzmo shelukdu emur of kosher. In the event that the innards are not offered, let us say they got lost, the original korban remains kosher. Let's glance at Rashi, l'chidetanya, klomar. The role of the word hu by the Pesach is l'gluye al hu d'gabi osham, to shed light on the word hu found by the korban osham. D'lo yalfinon psul mine, that we don't learn psul, meaning something rendered unfit, from the word hu over there. Rabbi Elazar wanted to say that the word Oshem, the who is Lishmo Kosher Shol Lishmo Apostle. The Komahadele Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua answers. He responds to this and he says, Pesach Nemar Bohu Bishchita. The word who by the Korban Pesach appears at the slaughtering stage, Lefiko Shol Lishmo Apostle. But Aval Osham, but in the case of Osham, the word who appears at the Haktoras Emurim stage. And the Haftaras Emurim themselves are not Ma'akev, therefore Osham Hu cannot be used to teach me that Lishma is Ma'akev by the Korban Osham. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.